So I use a wheelchair, and so for me, I have a lot of insight into the physical barriers. And so we have old buildings here, so it's kind of hard to get around physically with the different structural issues that there are. For the social barriers, I experienced were between my peers and my professors. And so I noticed between my peers that they wanted to be. They seemed like they were hesitant to speak to me when I was using a wheelchair, or sometimes the chair next to me would be empty. And so I just kind of felt like people, they were kind of like scared to talk to me. And I always felt like that was kind of odd. And I wondered why that was. And for professors, they mostly were very understanding and listening, but there were some professors that didn't understand, or they would say certain comments that were hurtful to me.
Sarah, what do you hope people take away from this week?
So for this week, we're thinking about creating spaces where students and faculty and staff can have conversations about disability, what their experiences have been like, how they think about disability, what are some ways that we talk about disability that are unintentionally stigmatizing or express ableism or prejudices against folks with disability. Another thing that we're trying to do is connect Rollins to some of the resources we have in our community.
Elizabeth, imagine you're coming back to campus 10 years from now with your kids. What changes do you hope to see?
It's looking at these older buildings that are hard to work on. But besides that, there are some things we could work on that are smaller that would make an impact on students daily. Making sure that every building you go into, you can tap your card instead of swiping your card. Another thing is thinking about universal design and how the room is built and when people go into a room. We also talked about making sure there's training sessions for both professors and students. And so an idea that I had is kind of thinking about safe zone training, which is used for gay pride and things like that, and converting it to be about disability so that there's a type of certification program for professors, but also making sure that student leaders have this sort of training as well so that they're more informed about these sorts of things.
All right, and this is the tough one. What is your favorite event that you're looking forward to?
So one of the ones we're really excited about is an inclusive dance event.
For me, I'm really excited to see. We just got the Disability Pride flag approved to be hung at Tars Plaza, which is like the center of our campus. And so I'm really excited to see that flag go up and let people know that there is a Pride flag. It was actually created in 2019, so it's pretty new. And so I'm very excited to share that with the campus, as well as on Thursday night, we're doing a showing of the Crip Camp documentary, which is very well known, and it's really what's started my passion for disability rights.